Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today is a solo episode. And if you saw the title, I hope that makes you cringe because it makes me cringe too. This idea and this concept within our chiropractic profession that we eat our young has always been something that I'm like, why do we say that? Why is that even a thing? Why has that been a coined term? And the longer I'm in the profession, the more I realize how true it is. And that's why it keeps getting repeated, right? So I wanted to talk to you about why I think this happens. And so I have five reasons for you today. And at the end, I'm going to tell you how you can be part of the change and things that I've done to elicit the change that I would love to see in the profession and that I wish every chiropractor was doing. So why do we eat our young? Well, typically what we mean when we talk about that, it is this idea that we expect to hire other chiropractors, treat them poorly, pay them poorly, and expect everything in return for that, right? Or that we try to capitalize on others. And I've never been one that wants to be in that type of a leadership position. And my guess is if you're listening to this podcast, you don't want to be that way either. You want to be part of an abundant, prosperous team. And so here's some things that I think are contributing to it. One, the owner has a lack mentality themselves. So they are hiring because they don't want to have to be the one solely responsible for everything. But because of that, these are the people who are paying doctors $30K to get started. And listen, there's so many things that go into creating an offer for an associate. And I have a free associate training that you can snag. I also have a podcast episode about associates. So please, if you're listening to this and you're considering bringing on one, go back and listen to that. But when you're creating an offer for somebody, you're putting together like, hey, maybe this is going to be good enough because they're only working 15 to 20 hours a week. Sure, there's so many things that go into it. But what I often see is people operating from a place of scarcity themselves. And so that then translates onto their team. The second reason is that they think, well, I had to deal with this, so should they. It was part of my come up story, or everybody should have to start from the bottom. And if I only got paid $30K and had to work 50 hours a week, then that's what I'm going to put my associate through to see if they can tolerate it. And I just think that is insane. It's not something that we would want to continue that pattern. It's also like, hey, if that is your mentality, I think we need to do some deep inner work there. We should probably look at some of the childhood trauma that you're holding on to, because nobody in a leadership position operates out of that type of ego or that type of mindset. So let's go a little deep there. Third, maybe their vision just isn't big enough. Maybe they don't understand that they're operating in such a flight or fight mentality that they don't understand by bringing somebody on to their team is going to allow their greatest and biggest visions to come to fruition, and they can bring their team along for that ride. And four, maybe they've never led or mentored anyone before. I find this all the time. If this is you, by the way, and you're getting ready to bring on an associate, you really need to consider joining our seven-figure practitioner mastermind, because 80% of the stuff that we deal with inside of the mastermind is really growing and expanding your team. You guys have heard me say it before on the podcast, like us going from 3 to 4 offices has expanded us in ways that we didn't even know we were going to have to anticipate. And we've had to become such better leaders, such better CEOs, such better mentors in the process because of it. And so inside of our mastermind, we really focus on increasing your revenue, increasing your team and your team's capacity, and also buying back your time in the process. So if that's something that you've come to a point in your practice where you're really looking to do that, I encourage you to apply. We don't accept everybody. It's not a great fit for everybody. It's really an exclusive group of dedicated chiropractors who are working towards building their life vision and creating all of their dreams and turning those into reality. Also, if you're listening to this in mid-February, our fees are increasing in March. So definitely apply before that happens if you're interested. And so if that's where you're at, you can definitely do that. But because people have never been a leader or a mentor before, they don't even know what that means. They're like, okay, these people are just going to show up and they're going to do their job. That's not how it works. You have to walk them through. You have to have training processes in place. You have to also work on their mindset. If you're hiring a new doc right out of school, they are operating in scarcity mindset that we have to be in as a student, right? We're living off student loans. Maybe we're working, we're getting a little extra cash flow, but we have really been in a survival pattern in school. And so it's part of your responsibility to help pull them out of that. And being a mentor is also an investment. You have to know that. It is going to be an investment of your time, of your resources, of your expertise. This is why I encourage my clients to have one-to-one meetings with their teams frequently. You want to design a work environment that you would want to be a part of. So I have this concept that I talk about called becoming a prosperous leader. And when I decided that I was going to really grow my team, I wanted to give them things that I would be looking for in a position as well. So what does that mean? That means having a work-life balance. We work 28 to 31 adjusting hours a week. And we have every Friday off. Every other week, we have three-day weekends. I'm not saying this is the best fit for everybody, but this has definitely worked for my team in preserving all of our energy and also being able to achieve other goals outside of the office. That's the other thing is I really, really care about what my team wants to accomplish in their personal lives. If they want to start a new hobby, if they want to travel somewhere, if they want to do investments, like I'm invested into helping them grow as a whole. And the other thing is like, I want to pay them on performance. If you are absolutely crushing it in the office or you're having an amazing week, an amazing month, whatever it may be, I want to reward that performance. I will never, ever, ever forget when I was an associate and I single-handedly saw 365 people in a week when the other two doctors were out and all I got was a pat on the back. Like that is ingrained in me. And that's also what made me want to create a position that wasn't like that, right? And they were like, oh yeah, you know, we had the most collections, but you weren't eligible for bonus yet. And I'm like, why? Because I absolutely crushed it for you 3 months into my job. That doesn't make any sense. And so if you're listening to this and you're getting ready to bring on an associate, just keep in mind that if you're going to not reward them based on performance, like they're going to get bitter and they're going to leave. And that's what happened to me. And honestly, was probably a really great thing for me. But I also know that being an owner and having a team, I don't want to do it by myself. I love having a team. I love pouring into them. I love us being able to share responsibilities. And so because of that, and because I want longevity in my team, I want to reward them based on their performance. So if you truly care about them and truly care about being a part of this change where we don't eat our young and we really want to nurture them and support them so that chiropractic continues to grow and so that our doctors can continue to live prosperous lives, I really encourage you to focus on what's going to be required of you to become that mentor that people look up to. And then the fifth problem I see is that maybe the owner just has an upper limit problem themselves. So they think that they've already achieved all that they can achieve. They think by bringing on another associate, they're just going to get some stuff off their plate, but they don't understand the potential or they don't understand that they can actually become more successful. I see this often. It kind of goes hand in hand a little bit with imposter syndrome where you're like, oh, I can achieve that. But also you just have hit this plateau or this status where you're like, I'm never going to be able to go past this. And so I would encourage you to really dive into that as well and ask yourself, have I hit an upper limit problem? And that's why I'm not trying to incentivize my team to grow as well. And so what can you do to be a part of the change? Well, honestly, become as successful as you possibly can before you offer somebody another position. And so if you're only doing 10 to 20K a month in revenue, it's probably not the right time to offer somebody an associateship because you haven't yet tapped into your own potential and you're not making enough money to where you feel super successful yet. And you might be listening and saying like, oh my God, of course not. There are people out there that are doing 20 to 25K a month that want to bring on an associate. And sometimes you have such an amazing opportunity that you can't really say no to. So I totally understand both sides of that. But also let's just get as abundant as possible and make a lot of money and serve a lot of people so that when those opportunities arise, we can capitalize on them. And also find a mentor who has been where you are and is leading you down the right path. And for me, I remember before I had even opened my practice, I hired a coach and this was 8 years ago. She was $800 a month and I didn't think that I could afford her. And it's one of my favorite things when I get on calls with people and they're like, oh yeah, I don't know. I'm a startup. I don't have money. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. None of us do when we're starting up. Unless you have a rich uncle that just dropped 50 G's in your account. Most of us don't have money when we're starting up. But I look back at that and I'm like, I am so grateful I had somebody leading the way. And so if you're thinking, hey, in 5 years, I want to hire a team or maybe even in three, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. I really want to encourage you to look into our program, Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator, because there is not a program like this out there. I have been a part of several different coaching programs. They're all great. They all serve a purpose. But WPA was literally created for the person who's not at 30K a month yet in their business and who wants to be. And it's built on strategy, mindset, and systems. And so a lot of programs out there only cover systems. A lot of programs out there only cover mindset. It's very rare that you get strategy incorporated into a program at this price point. And so WPA is $397 a month. If you pay in full, you actually save 2 months off the program. But we are just helping chiropractors inside of that really grow their businesses. They're having wins, they're having records. And honestly, it's something that I wish I would have had access to at that level when I was just opening up and I was really just starting to build my dream practice. I wish I would have had something like this. So if that's you, please let's hop on the phone. Let's just see if it's a good fit for you. If it's not, I honestly have resources that I can give you that'll help get you started in the right direction at least. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I really have noticed this kind of scarcity within our profession, I encourage you, the more you grow and the more you evolve, you're going to help aid in the change that we wish to see within the profession. I posted this in my Facebook group last week. Like, if you're stagnant, it is time for you to evolve. It's not necessarily something within the business. Maybe it's time for you to do an investment in yourself. Maybe you need to up-level your mindset. Maybe you need to up-level your strategies and the way you think and your self-worth, right? Because a lot of times we're not achieving the success we desire because we don't believe we're worthy of it. And that is a huge thing that I love to talk about. Go back to my episode called Self-Worth Determines Your Net Worth, because I truly believe if you are stagnant and you can't seem to figure out what it is, we probably need to go internal and figure out how we can improve, up-level, raise our vibration, and become the kind of mentor that people want to be mentored by. All right, guys, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.